In a letter seen by South Sudan in Focus, the South Sudan Freight and Forwarders Association accuses the commissioner of the South Sudan Custom Division, Major General Akol Ayei, of unilaterally transferring the clearing of South Sudan transit cargo from the port of Mombasa to Nairobi Freight Terminal. The association's general manager, Daniel Chol, calls the change dangerous for many South Sudanese.
This transfer of the cargo from Mombasa to Nairobi, it caused the double charge, because you have to pay the train, like that it should take your goods from Mombasa to Nairobi. That is made a double payment.
On top of the additional charges for transporting goods from Mombasa to Nairobi, Chol says traders in South Sudan who import goods will have to pay higher clearance charges and rental fees from Nairobi Freight Terminal. And he says those costs will likely be passed on to consumers.
Why are we going to Nairobi to go and rail for the place? And our thing in Mombasa are staying there freely. Let our government look into this issue, because this issue makes a complication.
South Sudan's Ministry of Trade and Industry Executive Director, James Garang, says he is aware of the problem and advised the Customs Division to reconsider its decision.
We already wrote our letter and we told them this one should be withheld. Actually, it's not a good idea to move our cargo from where it is located to another place. There are more costs. That will skyrocket the price in the market. We've already been told that there are more charges on the top of transport.
Garang says the Commissioner for Customs ignored the letter from the Minister of Trade and Industry, Kwal Athian Mawen, and went ahead with the change. South Sudan Customs Division Commissioner Akol Ayei told South Sudan in Focus the transfer of South Sudan cargo to Nairobi Freight Terminal helps the country to easily clear more trucks at cheaper rates.
We go to clear 200 in a day in Nairobi. Like yesterday, we clear 140 in Nairobi. Nairobi is cheaper because each truck is charged $500. And in Mombasa, they are charging $900. Now, which is which? The people who are complaining are few. But there are a lot of business communities like 1,000, they are happy. So they are telling that you keep the order on, let it not be cancelled.
The Forwarders Association say Ayei made the decision to get rid of some clearing and forwarding companies because he replaced them with those owned by his own family. Ayei strongly denies he has any direct connections with South Sudanese clearing companies operating at the Nairobi Freight Terminal.
I don't have a company that belongs to my family in those companies. The companies are actually written by Legal Affairs here. And I'm not part of the books or memorandum that were inside there. They are not related. The company are not related. The company are those who apply. And they apply since 2016.
Ayei says he has reduced the number of clearing companies in Kenya from 71 to 24, which are now the officially recognized companies. Like other landlocked African countries, South Sudan uses the port of Mombasa in Kenya to import most of its goods. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayer in Juba.